thanks for listening and subscribing to Learning More. It's Russ with you. Yeah, season three. I keep mentioning that every episode because I'm so excited about it. I can't believe that so many shows are put together for Learning More. So thank you for continuing to listen and for subscribing to the podcast here. Now, today, we've got a topic that, this is something that I have always felt strongly about. I want to learn more about this, and I want to share information about this because it affects so many people, and it affects a lot of kids as well. In fact, I pulled some data. Do you know that one child in six lives in poverty compared to one in eight? That's here in the United States. Children in the United States of America experience higher poverty rates than most developed nations. And guess what? Almost 40% of American children spend at least 1 year in poverty before they turn 18. And this causes food insecurity issues. And that is our topic today, food insecurity. Now, to talk about this, I am joined by the founders of Eat Right Atlanta. It's a local fruit and vegetable co-op. Don Shea and Nicole, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. So, okay, we got to hear about your business. What is Eat Right Atlanta?
We're a fruit and vegetable co-op company. So we deliver fresh fruits and vegetables to homes, to businesses, to offices.
We do farmers markets all over Atlanta, and we partner with hospitals mainly because we meet people lots of times who need to
eat better.
Yes. And need to change your lifestyle.
Yeah. And that's great because fruit and vegetables, right? You hear the stories about people going to whatever, McDonald's. I hate to sell out McDonald's because I actually do like the occasional McDonald's. Going to that for, cheaper food, they're doing that instead of eating healthy, eating fruits and vegetables. They don't have those options a lot of the time. So it's fantastic that you guys are doing this. Why did you start this business?
We started because we wanted to eat better. We wanted to feed our son better. We just felt like that was the best way for us to do it is by helping other people eat better, and then we could eat better as well.
Years ago, we lived in the country. We lived probably 30 minutes outside of Atlanta, and we had a small baby and wanted to get fruit and vegetables delivered to the house just to get some good food delivered. You can get it in some areas in Atlanta, but we couldn't get it at all. And so that was kind of when we thought that, okay, so we live in this area and there are all these people in this area, and that if we can't get it, that means they can't get it either. And then when the recession started, we started to buy fruit and vegetables, like just different assortments of stuff, just to share with our neighbors with the idea that we could eat free. We get a lot, everybody gives us a couple bucks, they get to eat. They get good food. We bought it wholesale and we also get to eat. And then we just started getting more and more people. People would come to our house and say, they're here to pick up a bag or box, because it was at a time when people were really struggling. People were losing their homes. People were losing their jobs. And, it's the idea that to eat healthy is expensive and only available to a few. Is a problem. Oh, and that's what completely. We noticed living here, that there are certain areas where they have everything and then some areas where they have nothing.
And the grocery stores are far apart.
My mom grew up in Georgia, and I don't think the city that she lived in or the town that she lived in had a supermarket. And it was like, you had to go a little more out of the area to get to I think it's called a Piggly Wiggly, if I'm correct.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. You got to go out of the town, get on the freeway and drive for a while to get there. All you had was the local, little, liquor store or 7-Eleven or something. And you're not going to find fruit there. You're going to find candy and, sugary snacks and salty snacks.
Yep.
When our son was six, we moved to Atlanta, we moved into town, and it was an actual food desert in the middle of the city.
Really?
And we lived on a street where they had gas stations, they had
liquor stores
and
small little markets where you could there weren't any fruit and vegetables there. We even talked to the guy trying to add fruits and vegetables to his store, and he just didn't know what to do. He was like, they won't buy it. They won't buy it. I'm like, you don't know. Let's at least try.
And we moved there on purpose because we wanted to see what it would be like to actually live in a food desert. We knew we had the service. We were already, you know, working with the hospitals. We already, you know, had our good business. And we had cars so we could drive to the supermarket. But then you would meet the old lady who takes the bus. And you meet, you know, the kids who are, they're not leaving the area because they can't. And yeah, people who are shut in, people who are sick, they can't go anywhere. So
they are
living with what they can get on that street. So they're going to the gas station for their food. They're going to Wendy's for their food, you know, and they're not getting, the kids would chase the truck when Don would come home and ask if they could get something out the back to take home to their mom so she could cook. When you know that you're actually doing something, because they would see him and say, there's the vegetable man.
Yeah,
you know,
and waiting on me. I come home, they know where I would park. So they're waiting where I park just to get fruits and vegetables.
And sometimes we had a townhouse and they would come and knock on the door, you know, on a Saturday morning to ask if they had anything, if we had anything to give them. Wow. So
it's like giving me chills, you know, that's happened. I mean, if it's like, the good news is you were there, but you know, the bad news is in so many other areas, there's not somebody, you know, like you two that are out there to help somebody to get, you know, what they need to maintain a healthy diet. The food desert is actually somewhat of something that I hadn't heard of before. I haven't heard it called that before. And I've heard about, you know, lack of food in certain areas and whatnot. Do you guys have any idea of, like, you know, where else that's a problem? Like, where else are we seeing food deserts? Because you wouldn't think in a major city like Atlanta, that's a problem. But I'm guessing in other major cities, that's a problem too.
Yes.
Oh, yes. It's all over.
Mm-hmm. So food deserts are any place where a supermarket is a greater distance than a mile from people live. And where it's just good food is not necessarily accessible. And so what we discovered living in Atlanta, that you have areas where it could be 20 miles, 30 miles until they can actually get to a supermarket. And there's some cities where there's no major supermarket at all. And it's based on economics. So the supermarkets say, well, if we go to this area, the people there only have this much money. We're not going to put one there. So then all the people who live in that area, they don't have a lot of money. And then because they don't have a lot of money, now they don't have a lot of food. And that's really not okay. And then because they don't have the good food, they end up in the hospital a lot.
Yep.
They have all these negative health outcomes because of their inability to eat properly. So they're just sick all the time, and they're, you know, they're the ones walking around with diabetes and hypertension and strokes, and, you know, it's preventable, and we know it's preventable. And so for that reason, that's why we're in the hospitals, because we're in the hospitals meeting people who lots of times it's the worst day of their lives. They've found out that something is wrong with them, something is wrong with somebody they love. And they need to go home and actually do something different. So we're there to help them with that. And then we also go to different areas to deliver, to set up farmers markets, to kind of try and be an oasis in the desert. Because no one else is doing it.
Nope. Right. So God, I love that you guys are doing this. I mean, and I love the analogy of an oasis in the desert. That is awesome. Yeah. And okay, so you're talking to people that are in the hospital. Are you working with the hospitals to kind of like, or working with them to help to create like a diet plan for them?
Well, we work with the dietitians. Mostly, not in every hospital. Most of them is we're pretty much going through the wellness departments, and where basically just help the people eat better. You know, it's mainly for like hospital likes to give their hospital employees, you know, different things to have. So this is one of the things that help benefit them. But in the meantime, we're also helping the patients that come in too, and the patient families to eat better.
So we are with 5 of the main hospital systems.
Fantastic. So you've got a big operation. Are you working with farmers, or are you also doing that? Like,
yep.
Working with farmers. Okay.
We pick up from the state farmers market here in Atlanta. That's where most of the farmers come. We pick up and we buy from them, and then we distribute it to our customers. We also are in the process of purchasing a farm, or we're currently growing our own organic food. So we're bringing that into what we currently buy. We're trying to alleviate the cost in the produce, and also trying to get people cleaner food.
You know, it's like I keep like literally like getting the chills with what you guys are doing, because it's like I'm getting emotional over, because it's so cool that you guys are doing this, and it's like each step of the way you're doing more and more to help. And it's like, it's also growing your business, which is helping your family. I mean, it's such a great story all around. So it's like, it's even hard for me to come up with questions, which I'm usually like, I'm the talkative guy, but it's hard for me to even move forward. But I do have to ask, like right now, we've had two different things. Let's first talk about like what's going on right now, because we've got inflation hitting us pretty big time. Is that impacting your prices? And is that impacting your customers? How is that making an impact on, first of all, your business, and then second of all, your customers?
The prices are definitely a lot higher than what we're used to with the different products that we're buying or produce that we're getting. But by buying the way we buy and splitting it up to where more people can eat from one case of apples versus just somebody just buying a case, we can split it up and get more people eating healthier that way. We're getting more people because of our prices and our quality. You know, they go to the grocery store and they're trying to buy stuff there, and they're finding out that, you know, they're at the mercy of the scale. 3 apples is going to cost them $4 or more.
It's about six now.
I just bought some. It's expensive.
Right. So at the grocery store, you know, you're paying so much more. You know, when people go there and they notice the price difference, and then they hear about our service and they're like, wow, I can actually afford this. I can actually really change the way I'm eating and change my diet, because they're making it affordable for me to do that. And so we're picking up lots of customers that way, just by keeping our prices down. We hadn't had to raise them, but recently we did, but not that much. It's just certain items that we did that with.
Nice.
And we didn't explain this before. We sell by the bag or the box.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't do anything by weight. So, you know, you go to the supermarket and you want potatoes, you have to put potatoes on a scale, and then they charge you by the weight of potatoes. We do our packages for families and for people. So we want you, when you take this food home, so we have a vegetable bag is $20, and it has 12 different types of vegetables in it. And it's so if you decided you wanted to make it work, it could, you have enough for your lunches and your dinner, whatever you're going to make for the week. Like you can live off this bag for the week.
Mm-hmm. Up to 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm, depending how you want to do it. Mm-hmm. And some people they'll get a fruit bag and they'll get a vegetable bag, and they'll spend $40 and they'll manage to make it stretch for them. So you go in the supermarket, they're charging you $8 or $9 for a bag of grapes. We're not doing that. A grape just counts as one item
in your bag.
And how inflation has affected us, if something is, the price has gone stupid, we just don't buy it. So it's just not available with us that week. So we have. So
you're just adjusting based on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if things get, if this happens, then okay, it's not on the list. And the things that are more affordable are on the list. And usually we find that, you know, if you stick with seasonal, you'll be fine, mm-hmm. because it's all growing at the same time. So farmers want to get rid of it. They have to. If they don't get rid of it, it's just going to spoil. So we buy those things, the things that, you know, like we have a, I don't know if you've ever heard of muscadines. We have a man here. He has a muscadine farm. And muscadines are like, they're like a Georgia grape. Oh, you know, okay. we have a good deal with this farmer where he just wants to sell them. He can't sell them on his own. So now we buy them all from him and they're part of the packages that we sell to people. It's kind of a win-win for everybody because he's managed to sell his crop and we're right. able to bring it to people's tables. And they love the idea that, you know, it's something from a farm that's nearby.
That is so cool. Your prices are amazing. I mean, I don't mean to turn this into a commercial, but wow. Do you yeah. ship to California?
You know, we're working on that.
Yeah, especially for organic. Going to a store here in California to get organic fruits and vegetables, $20 is going to get you like a little small bag of something. Like you're going to walk out. I mean, maybe that's the thing of blueberries.
And that's so crazy because you have all the farms.
Yeah.
We see trucks that come from California every day because you have so much farmland and you would think that
it would be affordable. It's very expensive here in California for all of that. Like you would think, right? Like they don't have to drive as far. They're not using as much gas, which is expensive. But,
right.
Okay. Your business has been around since 2010, which means you also had that other little thing that you made it through the pandemic. How was that for your business?
Yeah. It was like one day we're in a hospital and we get that call and they're like, hey, we got to shut it down.
We had 43 locations and then we had zero.
In like what?
In a day.
It took a day for them to all finally call us and say, we can't have anybody else in. So,
but then guess what? We had 10,000 customers who would come to our 43 hospitals. So we emailed them.
Send them an email.
And said we would deliver if they wanted. And then the next day they crashed our website.
Oh. Nice.
And we started a delivery service. We didn't even have drivers. Mm-hmm. We did not know how to do any of it.
So was it just the two of you just driving around?
At the beginning, it was we were part of the team. We definitely had to hire quite a few drivers to help us get it out and get it to people.
And then there were people who were home. You know, it was the pandemic, but they didn't want to sit in the house. And they said, well, if they could just pick up the food and drop it at people's doors, they would do it.
Yeah.
So that's how we got drivers. And
That's awesome.
It just, it morphed into a whole other business, something we didn't think we could do. He bought a software for us so we could like route because we didn't know how to find people. And how do you know how far one person is from the next person? Mm-hmm. So once he bought the software, and we're like, oh, okay, we can do this.
We're in business now. We're going to figure it out and do it. Yeah. I love that.
Like, that was something. I've got to get you guys.
I have a business podcast now. Now this is another commercial that I'm going to throw in here, but DIY for Business podcast.
Okay.
I'm going to have you guys on that because I love this story and I'd like to share. You know, get the more business side of it as well. Like I said earlier, like you know, it's like I'm getting the chills about your business because it's so nice what you're doing. I love your guys's mission. As you know, I've worked through various jobs throughout my career. It's like there's jobs that I felt really good about, and there's jobs where I'm like, you know. I'm sure with this, you guys also feel great. Like, how does what you're doing make you guys feel?
Oh, it makes us feel awesome. We feel great. I guess the main thing is that we're just helping people, and we're helping so many people, you know. And when we hear, you know, people say, hey, I really enjoyed my bag last week, or this was, you know, we pride ourselves in getting people quality as well. You know, like I'm pretty much tasting everything that I buy at the markets to make sure that it tastes good. You know, I don't want to just send somebody something that tastes bad and then they get it and they're like, oh, I didn't really like it. I mean, sometimes that happens, but most of the time we're trying to keep our quality top notch. And that's another good reason why we still keep a lot of our customers, because they're happy with the product that we get them. And mm-hmm. with the farm that we're running, we're going to have even more fancier, nicer, greater, tastier stuff coming
up. And he grows all of that. And I do it. Does it.
Did you have a background in this, or did you just, you're just figuring out as you go? Like, what's the story there?
I had a friend who needed help. He says, "Hey man, can you work to make a couple of deliveries to a couple of restaurants? Cause this other guy, he's not going to be able to do it." So I was like, "Yeah, I could do it." And so I learned about produce by delivering to restaurants. So I started that's when I started basically getting an understanding of what quality and what chefs wanted and stuff like that. So
now you got the taste buds for it. You can pick the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's gotta be a fun part of the job though. Getting to try all the food. Love that. If somebody's around the Atlanta area, obviously, like, call you guys. So how far out do you go outside of Atlanta? Is it just Atlanta, or is it?
It's a lot of cities. Even outside of Atlanta, where you can drive about an hour.
Yeah, it's about 60 miles. We'll go.
Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. I think I got some relatives out there, so I'm going to tell them about and have them go. And it's eatrightatlanta.com. And also it's also Eat Right Atlanta on all the various social media platforms. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you both so much for joining me and helping us learn more about food insecurity and really how to eat right the easy way. And thank you for everything that you do. I loved hearing about this. I feel so good. I'm gonna sleep well tonight. Thanks because of talking to you guys.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
It's just a fantastic story. A great one to have right before Thanksgiving, right? Like, we're going to take next week off. And I'm going to, spend some time with the family. And I expect to bring this up and chat about it because I want more people to know about this so we do take more actions. There's a fantastic article on the cleanlabelproject.org blog article that's how I discovered all of this, and that's why I wanted to do this story. So cleanlabelproject.org, just do a search there for food equity and you'll see this blog. I also did research on YouTube and Scribd and all these other sources. There's a lot of information out there about this. Another great one for you to go look at to learn more about this is the USDA. They've got a whole download where you can actually like look at your neighborhood, your county, your city, whatever it is, your census tract, if you know that. I don't know what mine is, but you can look in your city to see where your city scores on this. It's really cool. It's an Excel file that you can download from the USDA. Now, it's based on 2019 data. As we mentioned in the interview, things have definitely changed because of the pandemic in 2020. Please do learn more about this and continue this because I just feel like it's really cool and it's really great what these two are doing in Atlanta. And hopefully, we can do this in more places and get the right food to the right places. That would be amazing. All right. So next week, we are going to take the week off, do a little, I'm going to throw like a turkey on the smoker and do the whole thing and set up, my Thanksgiving here. Hopefully you are doing something fantastic for Thanksgiving other than listening to podcasts. But you know what? The week after, start listening again. You gotta do that because I do need your support. I do need you to listen, subscribe, review the podcast if you can. That would be fantastic. I want to thank you. Thank you all for subscribing. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to continue to do this into season 3. And I look forward to more episodes with you. We got a couple of more for this year. Then we're going to take a couple more weeks off for the holidays. And don't worry, brand new season coming out. Season 4 starting up in January. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to Learning More. I encourage you and thank you for rating the podcast, sharing it with your friends. And as with any podcast that gives medical or legal opinion, the information is not meant to substitute professional advice. And I encourage you to consult a professional to discuss your exact needs. I thank you again for listening and subscribing. I'm Russ, and I look forward to learning more with you next time.